Volunteers from the Sackville Community Garden and Open Sky Cooperative were in downtown Sackville on Wednesday, planting Bridge Street flower beds with new pollinator gardens. CHMA stopped by and ran into Tantramar's Active Living and Culture Director, Matt Pride, who collaborated on the project.
The community garden reached out to us to just try to do something a little bit different, and, you know, with bees and pollinators being in getting more and more scarce over time here, we thought we'd do something to help support those insects as well. And so we took away, in the past we always planted annuals on these beds, but we thought we'd try something a little different. And so the Open Sky selected some plants that would hold up to the salt from the road and the weather. And we'll see what happens. Hopefully it works out.
The new downtown pollinator beds will help the case for a possible Tantramar application to become a Bee City Canada community. Active Living manager Jamie Ferguson pitched the idea of applying for the pollinator-friendly designation to council last week, and council is expected to make their decision on whether or not to apply on June 10th.
So this is a great kind of kickoff to the Bee City proposal brought forward to council last week. You know, part of it is that create and celebrate. So creating new beds with native pollinator plants in it in the downtown core is pretty great to see happening here. And then just all of the community members out volunteering to help make it happen kind of ties that together as well.
So what did the town have to do to help make this happen here?
So the idea was brought forward by members of the community garden and Open Sky to kind of do something different with the four beds here. So they had met with the town or the municipality to see if they could make it happen, and we were able to support it and convert some of our annual budget over to doing a more perennial garden beds here on Bridge Street.
Now, do you think, is that the kind of thing that would actually save money in the long run?
It will save money over time. So perennials obviously come back year after year. So there'll be reduced cost in just buying new plant material year over year. The nice thing about perennials as well is that as they grow over time and spread, eventually, we'll be able to split these out and can put them in other beds around the municipality. Regular maintenance is still going to be the same, whether they're annual or perennial. So watering, fertilizing, soil amendments as required. But the upfront cost every year of purchasing plant material will be reduced by having perennials here.
That's Jamie Ferguson, manager in Tantramar's Active Living and Culture Department. CHMA also spoke with Sarah Evans, one of the Sackville Community Garden members who spearheaded the Downtown Pollinator Initiative.
The inspiration was just planting some pollinator gardens at the community garden and then just thinking it would be great to have more of those happening downtown. And these beds have been here for a few years on Bridge Street and they're very noticeable. And I'm downtown every day and look at them, and people kept saying they could look really nice with better annuals or different annuals. And we just thought, what a great opportunity to put perennials in here and just have it be a really fun, exciting, permanent garden. Yeah.
So what kind of stuff are you planting here today?
Oh, a little bit of everything. A lot of different perennial plants. Some of them are native plants. Other ones are just different kinds of things that will just look good in flower. We went for just, instead of sort of a traditional planting with sort of muted plants, we're going wild and crazy, really exciting, really beautiful things that are just going to have a lot of beautiful different shapes and colors and flower all season long. This is a pretty challenging space for plants to grow in, so they're not going to do a ton this year, but in following years they'll do better, and it'll be interesting to see also what plants really thrive. Some are going to spread and go crazy, others are going to probably disappear and die out because they don't like this kind of an environment. But we tried to plant all things that are hardy and that have been used in these kinds of plantings before. So, we did what research we could, and Christy has a lot of experience working on downtown plantings in Toronto, So, we're bringing a bit of that urban planting to Sackville.
Christy McFadgen is a new Sackville resident, member of the community garden, and a volunteer at the Open Sky Cooperative, both organizations that are partnering on the pollinator project.
So this is so fun. Everyone's really enjoying it. And the Bee City aspect of it is the most exciting thing for me, the bees. Of course, hopefully nobody is afraid of them because they're only interested in the flowers, and hopefully we get our Bee City designation.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
And you have some background in this kind of work.
Yeah, I'm a horticultural technician and I'm a garden designer, And I worked in my old home I did municipal planting, I did BIAs, I did residences, I did long-term care homes. Yeah, I've been doing this for 15 years, I guess. Yeah, so it's really wonderful to be involved in this here today with you guys here in Sackville, our new wonderful home.
Yeah.
And do you have some favorite plants that you're putting in the ground here today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Veronica, the Liatris, all these gorgeous native plants, the globe thistle, sea holly, really interesting, beautiful plants that bees love. What we're doing today is we're planting perennials. So hopefully they'll survive the winter here, not too much salt, and they'll be here year after year. So it's a great investment. Ecologically fantastic. They're different plants from what you find in the marsh. So it's a different kind of more meadow style, I would say, of planting. And all of these are my favorite plants, pretty much. Because we also chose them together, of course, as a group. So it was all a community effort from all four different organizations working together and the city, you know, the town. So how fun is that?
That's Christy McFadgen, one of the volunteers who helped organize, design, and plant new pollinator gardens in downtown Sackville on Wednesday morning. Before we let the gardeners get back to work, CHMA spoke with one more volunteer, Anthony William Jeremiah McLean, a participant with the Open Sky Cooperative.
I moved to Sackville Tantramar from the mystical, magical, and mighty Miramichi, and I've been a participant of and a helper with Open Sky for 10 months. By coming to Sackville Tantramar, it's really opened up a lot of doors for me, really given me a wonderful new lease on life with community skills, helping out. It's a wonderful community that really is very accepting and very warming. It's wonderful to see that the community has incorporated or allowed some participants like myself and staff from Open Sky to come and help us out.
What's your favorite thing about this kind of work?
I just find it's very good for the mind, body, mind, and soul. Like everything all in all, like moving with hands, working as part of a team, and just enjoying and just giving back to helping with the community.
That's Anthony William Jeremiah McLean, part of a crew of volunteer gardeners working in downtown Sackville on Wednesday morning to plant new pollinator beds. The project is a collaboration between the Sackville Community Garden, Open Sky Cooperative, and the Municipality of Tantramar. Tantramar Council will decide whether or not to apply to become a Bee City Canada community at their meeting on June 10th. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.